That's a really exciting milestone. Solana validator client V118 has now reached 85% of the network's consensus stake.
In plain terms, that means the majority of the economic weight behind Solana's consensus process is supported by validators running the newest software version.
For a high-performance blockchain where uptime, security, and network coordination are so critical, that level of adoption is a strong signal that operators are actively maintaining the infrastructure that keeps the network running.
On Solana, consensus stake refers to the amount of SOL delegated to validators that participate in the consensus process.
And those validators are responsible for proposing and confirming blocks, maintaining synchronization, and helping the network reach agreement on the state of the ledger.
So when a new validator client version reaches a high share of consensus stake, it indicates that most staked SOL is being supported by validators running that version.
Reaching 85% is significant because it shows broad adoption across the validator ecosystem, suggesting that a large portion of the network has upgraded in a timely manner and reducing the risk of fragmentation between different software versions.
In a decentralized network, upgrades are not forced on anyone directly. Validators choose to adopt new releases based on stability, security, performance, and operational readiness.
A large majority of stake moving to a newer client version really reflects confidence in the release and in the network's ability to coordinate changes without disruption.
Having a large share of stake on a common software version also helps maintain network coherence.
If a significant minority of validators were still running outdated or less compatible software, it could create operational friction, increase the chance of missed slots, or complicate network-wide improvements.
A high adoption rate helps ensure that the network behaves more uniformly, which is especially important for Solana because it aims to deliver high throughput and low latency.
Validator client releases are a key part of how Solana evolves, and that's something worth appreciating.
While the core protocol may remain stable, validator software can improve how the network handles transactions, manages peer-to-peer communication, secures nodes, and maintains reliability under load.
Upgrades can also address security concerns, fix edge case bugs, and improve the operational tools used by validator teams.
The Solana validator ecosystem is both technical and competitive.
Operators need to balance performance with reliability, and that balance matters every day.
A validator running outdated software may still be able to participate, but it may become less competitive over time if it misses more slots or experiences higher failure rates.
Because validator rewards are tied to performance, staying current with client releases is not just a best practice. It can have direct economic consequences.
The fact that V118 has reached 85% of consensus stake is a positive indicator of network health.
It suggests that the validator community is responsive and that the upgrade path was manageable enough for most operators to complete the transition.
It also reflects the mature operational environment that has developed around Solana, where monitoring, incident response, and software rollout processes are now a normal part of day-to-day network maintenance.
This milestone also matters for the broader ecosystem, not just the validators themselves.
RPC providers, staking platforms, wallet developers, and application teams all depend on a stable and well-maintained validator network.
When a high percentage of stake is on a current client version, it reduces the likelihood of network-level surprises and helps create a more predictable environment for developers and users.
For stakers and delegators, validator selection remains one of the most important decisions.
Stakers do not usually manage the technical details of validator operations directly, but they depend on validators to run reliable infrastructure, maintain security standards, and participate consistently in consensus.
A network where most stake is on recent software versions generally indicates that many validators are keeping their operations up to date.
However, stakers should still evaluate validators based on a broader set of factors, including uptime, performance history, governance behavior, and operational transparency.
A high network-wide adoption rate is encouraging, but it does not replace the need for individual due diligence.
Solana has positioned itself as a high-performance blockchain capable of supporting a wide range of applications, from DeFi and NFTs to gaming, payments, and institutional use cases.
For that vision to work, the underlying network must remain fast, secure, and resilient.
Validator client adoption is one of the quiet but essential mechanisms that make this possible.
As the network continues to evolve, future client releases will likely introduce additional improvements in performance, security, and operational tooling.
The V1.18 milestone shows that the validator community is capable of adopting important updates at scale.
That capability will be increasingly important as Solana expands its user base, attracts more developers, and faces a wider range of network conditions.
In short, Solana validator client V1.18 reaching 85% of consensus stake is more than a technical footnote.
It is a meaningful update that highlights the network's operational maturity, the responsiveness of its validator ecosystem, and the importance of continuous improvement in a decentralized environment.
For a blockchain aiming to combine speed, security, and scalability, this kind of progress is exactly what the ecosystem needs.